You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Let's start with the on-again, off-again presidential ballot recount that Green Party candidate Jill Stein requested in Michigan. Jack, when we talked last Saturday, it looked like the recount was on. At the beginning of this week, a federal judge ruled that the state had to start the recount. Near the end of the week, that same judge issued a ruling that brought the recount to a stop. Then the state Supreme Court rejected an effort to get it started again. This sounds like the last chapter, right, Jack?
Well, it would seem that it's over. I guess it's conceivable that a higher federal court could intervene, but extremely unlikely. We're just about out of time, and the electors have to meet in 9 days. I think, unfortunately, it looks and is really a very partisan decision. Two judges who of the Michigan Supreme Court who were supposedly on a Donald Trump list for the U.S. Supreme Court recused themselves, but you had a 3-2 vote on partisan lines, and two Democratic judges left on the Supreme Court voted to go on with the recount. Essentially, the three Republicans stopped it. So I think the recount itself is over. There's sort of an ironic thing in that this means the state's going to have to refund Jill Stein's $1 million.
Jack, before the recount came to a halt, there were several counties that did start counting ballots, including Wayne County. The Detroit News reported that half the votes in Detroit may have been ineligible for recounting because of broken machines, mistakes by poll workers. There were reports of problems in other precincts and other counties as well. Jack, we've got another big election coming up in just a couple of years. What do we need to do to get rid of these sorts of problems at the polls?
Well, you know, Rebecca, that's why I thought they should have finished the recount, to get a handle on these problems, and they may have been other problems elsewhere. I talked to a Republican observer yesterday, a good one, not a fanatic, a very honest man I've known for a long time, and he said it appeared to him that in some of these Detroit precincts, they'd run the ballots through the machines twice. So actually, these people's votes counted twice. So if that is the case, Hillary Clinton may have had more votes than she should have gotten. I simply don't know. But obviously, there are problems with Detroit. Some of the boxes weren't sealed properly. Some of the lists didn't match all the names. In defense of Detroit, this might have been true elsewhere. They got a sort of an early head start. It'll be very interesting to see who swoops in and who investigates. The Republicans, of course, will want to investigate this, but anytime it should be a nonpartisan thing. Voting should work smoothly and accurately, and it remains to be seen whether there'll be an effort made to fix that in time for 2018.
Wolves are on the federal endangered species list, but if they're ever taken off, it could become legal to hunt them here in Michigan. The state Senate has approved legislation that would add wolves to the state's list of game species. Jack, in the past, voters have twice struck down laws to legalize wolf hunting. Why does this keep coming up?
I think it's a matter of right-wing fanaticism, Second Amendment fanaticism of a sort. I am emotionally unable to understand what the appeal is of hunting an animal that looks like a large German Shepherd dog. It seems pretty clear the federal government won't allow them to do that anyway, but they're just sort of staking their claim. This was the party line vote in the Senate. I assume it'll be that in the House or close to it. Quite frankly, if you waste your time, spend your time doing something meaningless like this, it means it's time you can't devote to doing anything that really actually should be done and could be done and needs to be done for the good of the state.
Jack, what other bills will you be watching as the lame duck session wraps up in Lansing next week?
There's such a plethora of stuff this week, but if I could answer that slightly differently, the legislature was all set to severely cut pensions of a number of groups, including teachers and then other people, firefighters who work for the state. And these folks rallied and they sent their representatives to Lansing, and the legislature backed off and abandoned plans to do that. Now, that doesn't mean they won't try again in the next session. As you know, the political composition of the legislature next year will be exactly the same as this year. I suspect that if the Democrats had won the House, as they were dreaming, you might have a lot more frenzied effort by Republicans to just shove some of this stuff through. But it's a silly season, it's a lame duck session, and something that we're not expecting could appear and be rammed through. But we'll just have to pay attention next week.
All right, Jack. Try and keep warm this weekend.
You too, and don't shovel too much snow.
I'll try. Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the region's top stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.